This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, if you visited Verulamium Park in St Albans recently, I hope you took your wellies with you. For a few years now, the lake has flooded the paths and the toilet block in the winter, the situation we're in at the moment, and then in the summer, the lake is clogged up with silt and gets green and smelly. Well, it's not great for Verulamium Park's many visitors, and it's not great for the River Ver, whose water flows through the lake and the parallel mill stream. Now, the hunt for a solution has been decades long, not least because any works will cost huge amounts of money and because deciding what to do with such a precious community resource is bound to be contentious. But it looks like plans have at last been agreed for changes to the lake that should solve some of its problems. And there are other changes to help the river itself in the Verulamium Park area and just downstream that are imminently underway. I joined St Albans District Councillor Helen Campbell, Chair of the Public Realms Committee at St Albans District Council, and Council Officer Dan Flitton, who heads up Community and Place Delivery. And I met them down at Verulamium Park itself to find out more. Well, lovely to see you down here in St Albans Verulamium Park, and beautiful sunny day, and we're stood here by the lake, by the mill stream, and by some huge barriers covered in tape which are stopping the public from going down a flooded path. Now, it's clear that there are some problems with the River Ver and with Verulamium Park where it passes through, but this is a wider problem, isn't it? And you're hoping that you're going to help some of the Ver's problems with the revitalising the Ver project. What are the key things that you're hoping to address here, Helen Campbell?
Thanks very much. We've got this beautiful, beautiful park and a beautiful, beautiful lake with the river that we're so lucky to have flowing through it. All of these different components together need really careful handling, really careful project planning to make sure that anything that is done by either the council or its partners is all complementary and going to result in a better overall aesthetic for the park and the lake and the river, better ecology, better results for wildlife and biodiversity. So taking the access from St Michael's, we are looking to get this reopened as soon as we can, but it's really important to note that it's flooded because it's a floodplain. This park is a floodplain. We can't stop rain, we can't halt climate change, unfortunately, so it's about working with what we've got. So the officers at the council are very shortly about to go out to get cost estimates for a 90 metre temporary walkway, which we are planning to install as soon as we can to get that access from St Michael's open again so that people can enjoy entering our lovely park from this point as well.
Okay, so that is a temporary measure. Do you have any plans for something more permanent that will help us cope with, as you say, the changes that climate change have brought to the river and to Verulamium Park?
So the Chalk Stream River, River Ver, it's a really, really sensitive, beautiful river that we have. That's why it's been really, really important, working in very close partnership with the Environment Agency, Affinity Water and other parties. The local Ver Valley Society has also been instrumental in all of this. We've got some really exciting developments that have come forward this week, which I can tell you about improvements for the lake. And at the same time, the Environment Agency is making improvements to the river in partnership with the council to address some of the ecological challenges that the river is experiencing. The lake is old. It's been here since the 30s. You wouldn't put a lake like this in place now. It's a concrete basin. It's not easy. It doesn't look very nice. It's very harsh around the edges. And it's the same with some of the riverbanks. They're also concrete. That's not a natural river environment at all. So there's lots and lots of things being done. Part of that is going to be tree work. Residents will see some trees being coppiced, pollarded, some felling. where necessary along the river bank. This is all being done in agreement with the landowners, the riparian owners who live along the river bank. Opening up the tree canopy is really, really important to enabling more light to get to the river, and that would be a key component in improving its biodiversity and its resilience.
That's some changes that will happen along the riverbanks itself. How about going to the lake then? It's obviously got the problem at the moment, there's flooding, but in the summer very often the water level is very low, it's very smelly, full of silt. How are you going to address both of those problems?
We know that this is really important. The council has got a project that it is now taking forward to its next stage to make some really exciting improvements to the lake. And those improvements, to describe them, basically looking at making the lake slightly narrower in places. That would be done by extracting some of the silt that's built up over the years. We know that's been a big concern of residents. Using that silt to build up banks at the side, which will be a much better host for wildlife and some of the natural grasses and other sort of vegetation that should be growing in that lake. We'll be looking at creating walkways and wetlands on Bell Meadow, which is quite ironic because it currently looks like a wetlands, but we're going to be, as I said, working with what we've got and making the lake and the surrounding area in Bell Meadow much more resilient for the future. So it's not going to clear up the flooding, but it's about managing it better. It's very much a council project, and this has come about from years of looking at various different options in collaboration with our partners. So we have the support of the Environment Agency with what we're doing, but it is a council project. We will be leading on it, we will be paying for it. We do have budgets. We're looking at least a seven-figure sum to achieve what our option describes. So we are hoping very, very much that we'll be able to take this forward as soon as possible, get this lake looking a lot prettier. People will be able to use it in a slightly different way, and we think people will really, really love the benefits.
Well, I mean, that sounds great if we can have the flooding actually in a managed sense, still have places that we can walk and enjoy a cleaner lake that's more pleasant to look at. But as you say, people are very sensitive about Verulamium Park. It's a place that people love to spend their time. So do you have any consultation planned? Will there be any opportunities for people to comment or to see before it happens?
There have been consultations, and again, this project has been going on for many, many years, so I think it's been well documented in terms of the challenges faced and what the various limitations might be. In terms of people who are naturally very, very interested in what happens to the park and the lake, we will make sure that the communications of what's happening and when things should be expected and the reasons for certain pieces of work, we'll make sure that that's really, really clear to people.
As you say, the river there is not just about Verulamium Park. It's affected a lot more widely, and it has got more issues than just what's happening in the lake. And I've got a question from John Pritchard from the Ver Valley Society, who wants to know if any changes will be made to the river itself to sort of mean that the flow is slightly different in certain areas. And will you, do you have any plans for planting up the riverbed to allow give the kind of plants that would naturally occur in a chalk stream like the River Ver?
Excellent question, but I will hand to Dan to see if he can give any more detail.
In short, yes. What we will be doing is working with colleagues at the Environment Agency to improve the river as well. So that, you know, that will involve putting in some riffles and pools, because, you know, we want to try and make the river resilient to high and low flow. So yes, we will be looking to do as much as we possibly can.
And all being well, have you got any idea when we might be getting spades in the ground in Verulamium Park?
It's going to be a project that's going to take a while. We are very excited about getting to this stage. This is the first time the council has got to the stage where it's got an option that has been agreed and that we're taking forward. It's not possible to give a timescale at the moment. However, as of Tuesday night at Public Realm Committee, we voted to recommend that we take this forward. So the officers have been given the instruction by councillors to please take this forward as rapidly as possible. So the next thing the officers will be doing is going out to seek detailed design so that we can see whether this project is going to be affordable, and we hope it will be. So the answer is, I can't tell you, but we hope to progress this as soon as we can, and so that people do start to see the benefits starting to emerge. It's going to be a while, because this is a huge park, it's a huge lake, and it's pretty complex, but we're very excited about it.
So, having heard about plans for the lake, I was keen to hear about plans for the river downstream.
Dan, could you tell us about the plans that you've got for the area where the river goes next to the water meadows opposite Westminster Lodge swimming pool?
Yeah, sure. So, the area opposite Westminster Lodge currently does flood, and the issue we have there is that when it does flood, the water's got nowhere to go and it can't get back into the river. And that the Environment Agency are currently working on. Some of the improvements they're going to be making is to put some scrapes into the riverbank, which will basically allow the water to flow back again when water levels reduce. We're going to allow that area to become a wetland, a natural wetland anyway, so there'll be some appropriate planting. We're also looking to install a boardwalk so that we can maintain the footpath alongside the River Ver. Obviously, the tree work we mentioned already, which is going to bring benefits, and a little bit further down, this is on the other side of Hollywell Hill. Improving the footpaths in Pocket Park, and also we are going to be replacing an old footbridge, which is currently not accessible for people with disabilities. So all of that work is looking to happen at the moment. So it's going to be starting shortly and being carried out over the next few months.
Okay, so hopefully those are aimed at making flooding more controllable, helping wildlife and making the river more accessible so we can enjoy it.
Exactly, yeah. So a lot of this, again, is about making the park resilient so that our users and the residents can continue to use these areas even when flooding's happening, but also to improve biodiversity, nature, and make it a nicer, natural, more natural environment.
My thanks to Councillor Helen Campbell and Council Officer Dan Flitton. Now, as Councillor Campbell said, the Environment Agency is one of the parties involved in the Revitalising the Ver project. I caught up with Environment Agency Project Manager Liam Dennis, who's the project manager for the restoration of the Ver, and I started by asking him why the Environment Agency is so keen on revitalising chalk rivers.
Chalk rivers are very rare globally, so we're so lucky in Hertfordshire and North London to be close to so many chalk rivers. It's a complete freak geological occurrence that with these spring-fed rivers from chalk aquifers, which provide clear mineral-rich water, flow through our area, and they produce the incredible habitats for really rare species like brown trout and water voles. And so we just want to do all we can to protect and enhance them.
One of the partners in the Revitalising the Ver project is Affinity Water. Is trying to reduce abstraction from the Ver so that flow rates can be more normal, is that one of the things that you're concerned about?
Absolutely. So we've been working with Affinity Water for a number of years to reduce abstraction from groundwater, particularly on chalk rivers such as the Ver. And so we want to see more flow in the actual channels, which will benefit those species and habitats that are so unique to chalk rivers.
And then how about the river itself, that the problems that the Ver has away from just the level of water in it?
Like many chalk rivers, the Ver suffers from historical modifications. So it's not just about getting more flow into the channel from abstraction reductions. Often the river has been realigned, straightened, dredged, and those impacts, which could have happened centuries ago, really has an impact on the health of the river. They have very long memories, chalk rivers, and often without intervention, they aren't able to restore the natural processes that we'd want to see by themselves. So we have to take intervention to restore those issues. And what we want to see are, you know, chalk river characteristic plants and wildlife and habitats and clean gravels and things like that. And sometimes those chalk rivers, like the Ver, need a helping hand. So in different areas of the Ver is suffering from different pressures. So if you go downstream from Verulanium Park in the area there, then one of the reasons for failure is the lack of plants in the channel. And that's a direct result of overshading and not enough light reaching the channel. So that's one of the opportunities that we're taking to improve the health of the river in that area, is to allow more light to reach the channel, which will have a really beneficial impact on the health of the river.
So this is where removal of overhanging trees. So if we see trees being chopped down, we shouldn't be too alarmed.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to remove any more trees than necessary. And we'll be looking to replace trees locally, so we won't have any net loss of trees. What the problem is that over the years, there's been non-native self-seeding trees by the side of the river which have just taken over, which has really restricted the amount of light that's able to reach the channel. Without intervention, this will get worse and worse. So it's a delicate balance, and we'll always look to prioritise either if it's removing fast-growing non-native species or thinning trees where possible, or raising crowns and things like that. But the ultimate aim is to just get the balance a bit better to where it is at the moment. And that will require removal of some trees. We've been working with the local residents and the landowners in that area. We've gone through a process to make sure that the trees that we are removing are the right trees. And like I say, we'll be replanting trees away from the river edge to replace those trees.
Well, that is good to hear. Now, you're not actually working with the council on the lake in Verulamium Park, but obviously it's crucial to the health of the river there. Could you just explain why part of the river and the lake in Verulamium Park are so important?
Yeah, I would say we are continuing to work with St Albans City District Council on their lake plans, although they'll be leading those plans. The lakes are connected to and fed by the River Ver. They were constructed over 100 years ago now, and they obviously they suffer from a number of issues. The works that St Albans Council will be carrying out create more natural lakes, and that will be of benefit downstream with water quality. So that will be of benefit to the River Ver.
So you're happy with the plans that they have?
We absolutely support St Albans' work to improve the lakes and Bell Meadow as well, making it more accessible and allowing it to become a more natural wetland area. We will always look for opportunities to improve the River Ver in the future in that area as well, working with St Albans. Going forward, I think we will have a healthier River Ver in that area.
My thanks to Liam Dennis of the Environment Agency. And somebody who we haven't heard from today is the Vare Valley Society. But Liam added this about their involvement.
Well, we're just really grateful to be working closely with the Vare Valley Society on this project. They're an absolutely fantastic advocate for the river, and they've played a real crucial part in the designs of this scheme.
And Liam went on to say that he thought that all rivers could do with the Vare Valley Society. Couldn't agree more. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.